Hey everyone, welcome to a new day. We are in 1 Samuel chapter 17 today for our stories of salvation, reading through Bible stories during Lent. And this is a story that is well told and well beloved. And we're going to learn a few things that maybe we don't remember from Sunday school today in this lesson. So chapter 17 of 1 Samuel is the story of David and Goliath, a tale as old as time, the underdog coming through against all odds and defeating the larger enemy. And this story is one that I think most of us remember from some form of Sunday school or Wednesday school or faith formation time. Maybe even heard about it when we're playing sports. It's where it's most often, I think, referenced in society and culture today. When, you know, a 16th ranked basketball team upsets the number one ranked basketball team in a tournament or something like that. We have a David and Goliath story. And today, we pick up the story of David and King Saul. Remember I mentioned yesterday that sometimes our stories in the Old Testament don't quite match up chronologically. They're not really intended to. They're intended to kind of reveal our heroes' different tales of faithfulness or heroism or whatever it is. And also God's faithfulness in the midst of that. And so David was appointed a king in the last chapter, and now he's not king, and Saul is still king, and they're going to battle. And so we can take the story as is. And so we have the story, David's off tending the sheep as he has been doing before, and the Israelite army is up against the Philistines, the bad guys of the story, and they're kind of both on a different each side of a mountain with a valley in between, and they're getting ready for war. And we're told that the Philistines send out this big old dude named Goliath, who challenges them and says, hey, how about rather than just a all-out war, let's send our best, somebody come out and fight me with your best warrior, and whoever wins, wins. And so everyone on the Israel side is freaked out and does not want to fight this giant. And so David comes along and says, what are you guys doing? You're giving God a bad name. I will fight this guy. And King Saul is like, yeah, okay, you can do that. So he goes, picks the five rocks, goes and faces the Israelites, or goes and faces Goliath in battle, and we know he slings the rock, hits him in the head, and end of story, Israel wins, King David wins, Goliath has been slain. Well, and if you read the story, which I challenge you to do today, you'll see that there's a few parts missing from our Sunday school tale that are actually in the Bible. One is that when David goes and is talking to Goliath before they fight, he says, I'm going to beat you and I'm going to cut your head off. And, well, that's what he does. We read about that in verses 51, where it says, David ran and stood over the Philistine, grasped his sword, drew it out of its sheath, and killed him, and then he cut off his head. Yeah, I don't remember that from Sunday school. You probably don't either. And then it goes on to say that he took Goliath's head, and he took it to Jerusalem and brought it there for all to see. And it's kind of a disturbing image of quite a gruesome tale. And of course, also the other part we probably don't read about is how the Israelites go and slaughter all of the Philistine army and take all their loot and their bounty. And you know, it is a bloody mess. Far more bloody than just a rock hitting a guy in the head. The story, what I want to show you today, is a great example. Most of us might, of kind of the Bible story being told as it is in Scripture. And so I won at the variety show from the Heritage Singers. I got at silent auction something called the Brick Bible for Kids, the complete set. And here, it's really cool. It has all the Bible stories acted out in different Lego sets with different Lego people. I was disappointed because I thought it would have Legos in it. And the one I want to show you is they have David and Goliath. And so of the many things that are in here, it has several. But here it is. You can see here is King David getting ready to fight Goliath. And then if we fast forward to the next scene here, there's several other things. But here he is getting ready to slay him. You can see how big Goliath is here, and this is the part that I love, because it's not like your normal kid story. Here he is getting hit in the head, and here he is getting his head cut off, just like it said in the Bible. Like I said, don't remember that from Sunday school. And then we fast forward ahead, And here is Goliath's head on a pole being tramped through Jerusalem to the cheering of Lego people. This particular book with is not necessarily intended specifically for kids, but it does show the story of the Bible. And as maybe you've been experiencing as I have, when we actually get in and read some of these stories that we think we know about, we realize there's a lot we don't know, and a lot that might bring up more questions or issues than we would have originally had when we learned about them in Sunday school. It's a little more violent, a little more R-rated for some things, lots of drama amongst family members and people, and this is no different. That does not take away from the fact that it shows us real humans being used by God and God showing God's faithfulness in the midst of them and their blunders and their mistakes, and God ultimately showing God's steadfast love time and again. So today, read 1 Samuel 17, see what else you notice in the story of David and Goliath that maybe you hadn't heard before, and join the conversation as we read these stories. So thanks for joining me today. We look forward to talking to you again soon. Bye.